The House will be in order. The Chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Wunschildl.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Mr. Speaker, at this time, please recognize Representative Height for House File 653, Representative Thorpe for House File 655, Representative Nordman for House File 682, Representative Andrews for House File 757, Representative Gustafson for House File 758, Representative Jennery for House File 771, Representative Ann Meyer for House File 760, Representative Bergen for House File 773, Representative Segrist for House File 761, Representative Ingalls for House File 782, Representative Tom Moore for House File 774, and Representative Lundgren for House File 783.
The Chair recognizes the gentleman from Mahaska for opening remarks on House File 653.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. House File 653 is quite simple. It simply allows cities to use 28F joint financing for municipal joint municipal utilities. Mr. Speaker, there is an amendment.
There are amendments. The clerk will call up the first amendment.
H1157 by Height of Mahaska.
The Chair recognizes the gentleman from Mahaska for opening remarks on H1157.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, or good morning again, ladies and gentlemen. This amendment is quite simple, just ensures that those municipal utilities, clarifies that they still will be bound by Chapter 388, which puts certain limitations on municipal telecommunications utilities.
Is there a discussion? The Chair recognizes the lady from Cerro Gordo.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Oh, excuse me. Didn't want to wake everybody up. This is a good amendment. It improves the bill. It tightens it up. And I would encourage my caucus to vote yes on the amendment and the bill. Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, the gentleman from Mahaska moves House File or H1157. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The amendment has passed. We are now back on House File 653 as amended. Is there discussion? Seeing no discussion, the gentleman from Mahaska moves House File 653. The clerk will read.
House File 653, a bill for an act relating to the financing of construction or repair of the work of a facility used to provide telecommunication services being enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
The question now is, shall the bill pass? Those in favor, if it's a passion, shall vote aye. Those opposed shall vote no. The clerk will open the machine and receive your vote. Landon, aye. Seek, aye. Dolichek, aye. Mitchell, aye. Meyer of Polk, aye. Wheeler, aye. Losey, aye. Jones, aye. Thompson, aye. Bossman, aye. Hine, aye. Cahill, aye. Moore of Scott, aye. Have you all now voted? The clerk will close the machine and receive your vote. The House will pay attention to the results of the vote. Those voting aye, 93. Those voting no, 0. Absent or not voting, 7. The bill having received a constitutional majority is declared to have passed the House. Are there objections to the title? Seeing none, the title is approved. The Chair recognizes the gentleman from Marion for opening remarks on House File 655.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill would make several acts into a criminal offense. Those would be A, knowingly interfering with a vehicle that is transporting an agricultural animal, or B, knowingly interfering with the agricultural animal itself. In Iowa and in other parts of the country, some people have performed such acts of interference which can affect the health and well-being of the animals as well as causing economic damages. For anyone curious, this bill does include ostriches, emus, and rheas. And if anyone wants to know what a rhea is, I believe it's probably the first definition that you'll find in the dictionary, which is a large flightless bird, not the character from Greek mythology. The penalty for this would be, or for the first offense, would be an aggravated misdemeanor, and the second offense would be a Class D felony. These are my opening comments.
Is there a discussion? The chair recognizes the gentleman from Des Moines for comments.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House, I served on the subcommittee of this bill and just would urge support for the bill. Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the gentleman from Marion for closing comments on House File 655.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I thank the members of the subcommittee and I move the bill.
The gentleman from Marion moves the bill be read for last time placed on his passage. Are there objections? Seeing none, the clerk will read.
House File 655, a bill for an act prohibiting interference with the transportation of agricultural land and providing penalties, being enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
The question now is, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of its passage shall vote aye. Those opposed shall vote no. The clerk will receive your vote. Landon, aye. Sorensen, aye. Holt, aye. Breckenridge, aye. Losey, aye. Wheeler, aye. Jones, aye. Hall, aye. Bossman, aye. Hine, aye. Dolichek, aye. Moore of Scott, aye. Have you all now voted? The clerk will close the machine and receive your vote. The House will pay attention to the results of the vote. Those voting aye, 96. Those voting no, 0. Absent or not voting, 4. The bill having received a constitutional majority is declared to have passed the House. Are there objections to the title? The chair hears none. The title is agreed to. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Dallas for opening remarks on House File 682.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House File 682 requires that out-of-state appraisers have an Iowa certification when conducting business in Iowa. It also ensures that certified real estate appraisers and other similar titles are only used by individuals who are certified or registered in the state. The intent of this bill is to close the gap between out-of-state appraisers and Iowa appraisers, and importantly, this bill will give the Iowa Appraisal Board jurisdiction out for out-of-state appraisers. Mr. Speaker, there is an amendment.
There is an amendment. The clerk will call up the First Amendment.
H1147 by Nordman of Dallas.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Dallas for opening remarks on H1147.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This amendment is just a clarifying amendment. It simply makes it clear that real estate agents are still able to determine the value of real estate through comparative market analysis and broker price opinions.
Is there a discussion on the amendment? The chair recognizes the gentleman from Pottawatomie for discussion on H1147.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is a good amendment and a good bill. Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, the gentleman from Dallas moves Amendment H1147. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The amendment has passed. We are now on House File 682 as amended. Is there discussion? Seeing no discussion, the chair recognizes the gentleman from Dallas for closing comments on House File 682.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would just like to thank Representative Dio and Representative McConkie for their help on this bill. Mr. Speaker, I move House File 682.
The gentleman from Dallas moves House File 682 be read for last time and placed on its passage. Are there objections? Seeing none, the clerk will read.
House File 682, a bill for an act relating to the Iowa appraisal standards and the appraiser certification law and making penalties applicable being enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
The question now is, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of its passage shall vote aye. Those opposed shall vote no. The clerk will receive your vote. Landon, aye.
Kressig,
aye. Smith from Blackhawk, aye. Height, aye. Brink, aye. Breckenridge, aye. Sorensen, aye. Jones, aye. Judge, aye. Holt, aye. Bosman, aye. Hein, aye. Moore of Scott, aye. Wheeler, aye. Have you all now voted? The clerk will close the machine and receive your vote. The House will pay attention to the results of the vote. Those voting aye, 97. Those voting no, 0. Absent or not voting, 3. The bill having received a constitutional majority is declared to have passed the House. Are there objections to the title? Hearing none, the title is agreed to. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Polk for opening remarks on House File 757.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and ladies and gentlemen of the House. House File 757 clarifies when a person can get a temporary restricted license, or a TRL, if they have been convicted of an OWI. The second part requires offenders who want a temporary restricted license after a first-time conviction of an OWI to install ignition interlock devices, also known as breathalyzers, only on the vehicles that they drive. Previously, it was required to that they installed the devices on all of the cars in the home. So this frees up a spouse or a son or a daughter from that requirement. Those are my opening comments.
Is there a discussion? The chair recognizes the lady from Polk, Representative Olson.
One more time.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Polk, Representative Olson.
I think, thank you, Mr. Speaker and colleagues in the Iowa House. The representative explained the bill well. Finally, we get a bill that actually solves an existing problem, and I would ask for the vote from everybody on the House floor. Thank you.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Polk, Representative Losey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, the first part of this bill is a part that I requested be in this bill, and I appreciate everyone's support for it. And I just want to kind of give a little background on as to why this is here. Most of you remember the big, tall guy that was my clerk the last couple years. That's my son. Most people say he's good looking because of me, but I'll leave it at that. I think most of you know Drake's had a walk down a path in his life that. In his younger years, and not that far long ago, but that has been checkered. He's had his issues with addiction. He's in recovery. He's doing great. Along that path, though, in 2015, he received a DUI because he was young. Because he had his addiction issues, he suffered the very stupid mental issue of. He decided he could do whatever he wanted. So he kept driving his car. Kept driving his car when he wasn't supposed to. He had it suspended. He earned every single moment of having his driver's license suspended. But it's been suspended since and barred from getting a temporary restricted license since April 3rd, 2018, and will not be eligible for a full license until April 1st of 2022. That's 4 years without the ability to go to school, drive to school, drive to work. It's really hampered his ability to get to meetings, the meetings that he needs in order to continue his road of sobriety. That's why I asked for this bill. And this, I will admit, and I want to be fully honest, he will not be benefiting from this bill. He actually will be able to get his temporary restricted license starting in July, which I assume will be about the effective date. So. This isn't a conflict of interest on this, but this is what a lot of people I've heard about that in his road to recovery, other people have had this same issue. At some point,
the bar, which again has been well earned, has become too burdensome. And it's become to a point where they need a hand out in order to lift them up, get them and keep them on a path that is right by allowing them to get to school, allowing them to get a job, better their life. So I appreciate your support for this bill. Drake appreciates your support for this bill and for not necessarily for him, but others that are in his shoes. So thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, Chair recognizes the gentleman from Polk for closing comments on House File 657.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would also like to thank the subcommittee members and colleagues, Representative Jennery and Representative Olson. As Representative Olson said, we get an opportunity to actually have a bill that actually solves problems. Also like to thank our staff member, Amanda, who's done a great job on this bill as well. With that, I do move the bill.
The gentleman from Polk moves the bill be read for the last time and placed on its passage. Are there objections? Hearing none, so ordered. Hearing none, the clerk will read.
House File 757, a bill for an act relating to driver's license restrictions, including ignition interlock device requirements for the first operating while intoxicated offense being enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
The question now is, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of its passage shall vote aye. Those opposed shall vote no. The clerk will receive your vote. Landon, aye. Winkler, aye. Smith of Blackhawk, aye.
Bennett,
aye. Jones, aye. Moore of Scott, aye. Hine, aye. Bossman, aye. Have you all now voted? The clerk will close the machine and receive your vote. The House will pay attention to the results of the vote. Those voting aye, 97. Those voting no, 0. Absent or not voting, 3. The bill having received a constitutional majority is declared to have passed the House. Are there objections to the title? The chair hears none. The title is agreed to. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Madison for opening remarks on House File 758.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is a bill that modifies code sections related to certain affidavits accepted by county recorders for updating county transfer books and indexes when conveyance of real estate has not occurred. It strikes the word substantially from Iowa Code Section 558.36, subsections 3B and 3C. What has been happening is it substantially has been misinterpreted, and various parts of the code were followed and others were not. This bill is supported by the Iowa County attorneys and recorders. It provides uniformity across the state of Iowa for this part of the Iowa Code. And that concludes my opening remarks on Bill House File 758.
Is there a discussion? The chair recognizes the lady from Polk, Representative Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise in support of this bill. It does provide greater uniformity amongst the counties, and I would urge a yes vote.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the gentleman from Madison for closing comments on House File 758.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I wish to thank Representatives Gobble and Olson for their assistance on this bill. Mr. Speaker, please move the bill.
The gentleman from Madison moves House File 758 be read for the last time and placed on its passage. Are there objections? Seeing none, the clerk will read.
House File 758, a bill for an act modifying provisions related to certain affidavits accepted by the county recorder and for updating county transfer books and indexes when a conveyance of the real estate has not occurred, being enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
The question now is, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of its passage shall vote aye. Those opposed shall vote no. The clerk will receive your vote. Landon, aye.
Stayed,
aye. Breckenridge, aye. Height, aye. Thorpe, aye. Smith of Blackhawk, aye. Bennett, aye. Ronnie Markwart, aye. James, aye. Nordman, aye. Hine, aye. Winkler, aye.
Bossman,
aye.
Bohannon,
aye.
Moore of Scott,
aye.
Jones,
aye. Have you all now voted? The clerk will close the machine and receive your vote. The House will pay attention to the results of the vote. Those voting aye, 97. Those voting no, 0. Absent or not voting, 3. The bill having received a constitutional majority is declared to have passed the House. Are there objections to the title? Hearing none, the title is agreed to. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Plymouth, Representative Jennery, for opening remarks on House File 771.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker, and ladies and gentlemen of the Iowa House. House File 771 allows students to self-administer inhalers at school and allows the schools to have inhalers on site and administer when a student is in need. This law mirrors the requirements for EpiPens in schools relating to self-administration, storage, supply, and liability. There is an amendment, Mr. Speaker.
There is an amendment. The clerk will call up the amendment.
H1155 by Jennery of Plymouth.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Plymouth for opening remarks on H155.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Amendment H1155 requires the rules to also include disposals of inhalers and EpiPens because they do have a time when they expire.
Is there a discussion? The chair recognizes the lady from Lynn, Representative Ellert.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House. I served on the subcommittee for this bill. I'm recommending that you vote yes on both the amendment and the bill. Very similar to the EpiPen bill we recently passed, this will be a great bill to keep children safe for those that use inhalers.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the gentleman from Plymouth for closing comments on H1155.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. With that, I move Amendment 1155.
The gentleman from Plymouth moves Amendment H1155. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The amendment has passed. We are now on House File 771 as amended. Is there discussion? The chair recognizes the gentleman from Lynn, Representative Jurdy.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the Iowa House. I rise today in support of this legislation. More than 1 in 10 children in the United States have asthma. That's more than 6 million children in the United States, more than 41,000 in the state of Iowa. Each year, more than half of them will experience a sudden attack that makes it difficult for them to breathe. These attacks will lead to 750,000 emergency department visits and 200,000 hospitalizations. Unfortunately, about 200 children will die following such an attack. Because these attacks occur without warning and can occur anytime, anywhere, children with asthma should always have access to medication that can quickly reverse the blockages in their lungs. This life-saving medication called short-acting bronchodilators is easy to administer, inexpensive, and very safe. Asthma is the number one chronic illness in children in our country. More than 10 million school days are missed as a result of asthma. This bill addresses the need for students that may have a respiratory distress situation at school. I want to thank Representative Meyer for helping shepherd this bill through subcommittee and committee. And I'd like to thank the subcommittees of Representative Jennery, Representative Bush, and Representative Ellert on this. This is a good piece of legislation for the state of Iowa, and certainly a good piece of legislation for any children that deal with asthma on a daily basis. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the gentleman from Plymouth for closing comments on House File 771.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would echo Representative Jurdy's comments. I think this is a very good bill for the state of Iowa. I would also like to thank the subcommittee of Representative Ellert and Bush, and with that, I move the bill, Mr. Speaker.
The gentleman from Plymouth moves the bill be read for the last time and placed on its passage. Are there objections?
Seeing none, the clerk will read.
House File 771, a bill for an act related to self-administration and storage of bronchodilators and bronchodilator canisters and spacers relative to schools and students being enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
The question now is, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of its passage shall vote aye. Those opposed shall vote no. The clerk will receive your vote.
Landon.
Landon. Aye.
Wheeler. He's in the fourth quarter.
Wheeler.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Winkler.
Aye.
Kressig.
Aye.
Andrews.
Aye.
Bowden.
Aye.
Nordman.
Aye.
Fry.
Aye.
Bennett.
Aye.
Moore of Scott.
Aye.
Hine.
Aye.
Westrich.
Aye.
Holt.
Aye.
Bossman.
Aye.
Smith of Blackhawk.
Aye.
Height.
Aye.
Thorpe.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Gobble.
Aye.
Have you all now voted? The clerk will close the machine and receive your vote. The House will pay attention to the results of the vote. Those voting aye, 97. Those voting no, 0. Absent or not voting, 3. The bill having received a constitutional majority is declared to have passed the House. Are there objections to the title? The chair hears none. The title is agreed to. The chair recognizes the lady from Webster, Representative Meyer, for opening comments on House File 760.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. House File 760 is a bill that will allow licensed cosmetologists to practice cosmetology at a wedding venue on the day of the wedding. Currently, they can only practice in a licensed salon. And second, it would also have the Board of Health adopt rules and create a database for recording complaints related to those cosmetologists if necessary. Mr. Speaker, those are my opening remarks.
Is there a discussion? The chair recognizes the gentleman from Story, Representative Wilbur.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I want to thank Representative Meyer for chairing the subcommittee. I wholeheartedly have the support of having cosmetological services available on site, whether it's a haircut or getting a pedicure or manicure. So I support this and encourage the caucus to do the same.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the lady from Webster for closing comments on House File 760.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to thank Representative Wilburn and Representative Bacon for serving on the subcommittee, and I would simply move the bill.
The lady from Webster moves the bill be read for last time placed on its passage. Are there objections? Seeing none, the clerk will read.
House File 760, a bill for an act relating to the practice of cosmetology at wedding venues being enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
The question now is, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of its passage shall vote aye. Those opposed shall vote no. The clerk will receive your vote. Landon.
Aye.
Breckenridge.
Aye.
Smith of Blackhawk.
Aye.
Bennett.
Aye.
Theo.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye.
Winkler.
Aye.
Nordman.
Aye.
Bossman.
Aye.
Fry.
Aye.
Bowden.
Aye.
Bacon.
Aye.
Andrews.
Aye.
Westrich.
Aye.
Oldson.
Aye.
Gobble.
Aye.
Moore of Scott.
Aye.
Hine.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Have you all now voted? The clerk will close the machine and receive your vote. The House will pay attention to the results of the vote. Those voting aye, 97. Those voting zero, no, zero. Absent or not voting, 3. The bill having received a constitutional majority is declared to have passed the House. Are there objections to the title? The chair hears none. The title is agreed to. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Winnesheek, Representative Bergen, for opening remarks on House File 773.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the Iowa House, House File 773 is an act relating to the determination of the availability of mental health services in the state. 7 states have received a Medicaid 1115 demonstration waiver, allowing for federal financial participation for services to treat serious mental illness or serious emotional disturbance during the short-term stays for acute care in institutions of mental diseases. The first step upon receiving a waiver grant is to inventory the state IMD qualified providers and subsequent subacute care services. This bill instructs DHS to conduct the inventory over the next year in preparation for a Medicaid 1115 waiver request. The study will serve 2 purposes. First, it will provide information to make an informed decision on a waiver request, establishing expectations in regard to changes in service delivery and cost in the event a waiver is pursued. The study will further inform our mental health regions and state commissions on current resources and help identify opportunities to better serve Iowans suffering from mental illness. This concludes my opening remarks.
Is there a discussion? The chair recognizes the lady from Johnson, Representative Masher.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and thank you, Representative Bergen and Representative Meyer, for getting this through this year. This was another victim of the COVID shutdown from last year. It did pass on the floor overwhelmingly, and obviously we need to do the study before we can get the actual plan in place to be able to provide more beds for people who have mental health issues and need those beds. Our regions have been telling us for quite some time that we do not have enough subacute beds for mental health patients. And again, by doing this study, it will allow us to do the waiver next year. And that's my hope, is that we'll be able to get that in place and actually help those people who need it. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the gentleman from Winnesheek for closing comments on House File 773.
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House, I thank the subcommittee members who worked on this, Representative Mashers, Representative Andrews, for their work on the bill. Mr. Speaker, I move the bill be read for the last time and placed on its passage.
The gentleman from Winnesheek moves House File 773 be read for the last time and placed on its passage. Are there objections? Hearing none, the clerk will read.
House File 773, a bill for an act relating to the determination of the availability of the mental health services in the state, including the value of the pursuing a Medicaid institution for the mental diseases waiver and including effective date provisions, being enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
The question now is, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of its passage shall vote aye. Those opposed shall vote no. The clerk will open the machine and receive your vote. Landon, aye. Westrich, aye.
Andrews, aye. Andrews, aye.
Breckenridge. Andrews, aye. Breckenridge, aye. Winkler, aye.
Stone, aye.
Kaufman, aye.
Stone, aye.
Stone, aye.
Gobble,
Jones, aye. Gobble, aye. Oldson, aye. Smith of Blackhawk, aye. Moore from Scott, aye. Hine, aye. Bacon, aye. Fry, aye. Have you all now voted? The clerk will close the machine and receive your vote. The House will pay attention to the results of the vote. Those voting aye, 97. Those voting no, 0. Absent or not voting, 3. The bill having received a constitutional majority is declared to have passed the House. Are there objections to the title? The chair hears none. The title is agreed to. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Pottawatomie for opening remarks on House File 761.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House, House File 761 is a very short bill. It makes one change to the code, but it's a worthy and important change. When the state of Iowa legalized fireworks across the state, the people that sell fireworks have to pay a permit fee. That permit fee goes into a fund at the state fire marshal's office, which is used to do the inspections and the job that they need to do to make sure fireworks are sold properly. And then any leftover money over the last couple of years has been used by the state fire marshal to issue grants for fireworks safety protection programs. Those have been fulfilled, and every year we get a few more of those in there. However, the money has built up to the level that we want to expand the use that the fire marshal will be able to issue grants for with that money that is in that fund. So all House File 761 does is add, in addition to using, being able to give grants to have fireworks safety protection programs, would also allow for local fire protection and EMS providers to apply for grants to purchase equipment, needed equipment. The one that would most likely happen in the near future is buying what they call extractors. Extractors are basically big, large, commercial-style washing machines that extract carcinogens out of the equipment that our emergency responders are using, and it's very valuable and very needed. And the hope would be that over a period of years, the grants would be used so that at least every county has one of these extractors to be able to take care of their EMS and their fire personnel. So that is what the bill does. It simply allows for a second use of the permit money that's left over to be used to have grants for equipment that is needed by our first responders. That would conclude my opening remarks.
As our discussion, the chair recognizes the gentleman from Lynn, Representative Jordy.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And again, good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. I had the privilege of serving on this subcommittee, and Representative Segrist did an excellent job explaining the piece of legislation. I am going to enthusiastically support this bill because a yes vote for this is a yes vote for our local fire departments and helping them get the equipment necessary to not just, you know, fight fires, but also keep them safe. So I encourage my colleagues to support this piece of legislation. Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the gentleman from Pottawatomie for closing comments on House File 761.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I appreciate Representative Jordy's comments. This is another way for this body to show our local EMS and emergency providers that we do appreciate what they do, and I would move the bill.
The gentleman from Pottawatomie moves House File 761 be read for the last time placed on his passage. Are there objections? Seeing none, the clerk will read.
House File 761, a bill for an act relating to the local fire protections and emergency medical services providers grant program be enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
The question now is, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of its passage shall vote aye. Those opposed shall vote no. The clerk will receive your vote. Landon.
Aye.
Gobble. Aye. Fry. Aye. Thorpe. Aye. Meyer. Aye. Westrich. Aye. Andrews. Aye. Smith of Blackhawk. Aye.
Thompson.
Aye. Olson. Aye.
Jones.
Aye. Hall.
Aye.
Bennett.
Aye.
Hine.
Aye.
Have you all now voted? The clerk will close the machine and receive your vote. The House will pay attention to the results of the vote. Those voting aye, 97. Those voting no, 0. Absent or not voting, 3. The bill having received a constitutional majority is declared to have passed the House. Are there objections to the title? The chair hears none. The title is agreed to. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Fayette for opening remarks on House File 782.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I ask unanimous consent to substitute Senate File 482, which is identical to House File 782.
Are there objections? Hearing none, so ordered. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Fayette for opening remarks on Senate File 482.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, Senate File 482 comes from the Department of Agriculture with encouragement from the U.S. EPA and does a few different things. First of all, it explicitly states that employees of food processing and distribution establishments that are exempt from pesticide certification requirements cannot apply restricted-use pesticides. It also puts private pesticide applicators on the same level as commercial applicators in regards to civil penalties, and sets those civil penalties not greater than $500. And the third piece of it, it creates a pesticide or private pesticide applicator peer review panel consisting of three private applicators and two members of the public that can be used as an appeal board if a private applicator is assessed a civil penalty. That review board can increase, decrease, or keep the penalty the same. And that concludes my opening comments.
Is there a discussion? The chair recognizes the gentleman from Woodbury.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and I'd like to thank the floor manager of the bill for giving an excellent and concise explanation of that bill, but I'd also like to thank the ranking member for assigning this to me so I could delve into the Pesticide Act of Iowa, Code 206. It was riveting, and I'd recommend all of you to do that. Actually, when he asked me if I wanted to be on this bill, I said, yeah, it looks like it might actually generate some interest and some controversy, and it has been anything but. And I can only give that to the floor manager and the chair of that bill. He must have done such a good job. He took away all opposition. So anyway, it is a good bill. And, as mentioned, IDALS did bring it to the aforementioned, and actually and all people I talked to, no one was registered against it, and talked to a couple of environmental group types, and they were pretty neutral on it too. So I urge a yes vote.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the gentleman from Fayette for closing comments on Senate File 482.
Thank you very much, Representative Hansen. And yes, IDALS did a very good job at bringing along the commodity groups, and so they understood the intent of the bill, and the intent of the bill is to have our pesticide applicator program administered by the Department of Agriculture in Iowa rather than the US EPA. And so that's a good bill for Iowa applicators. And I want to thank, in addition to Representative Hansen, Representative Seek, who served on the subcommittee, and I move the bill.
The gentleman from Fayette moves Senate File 482 be read for the last time and placed on its passage. Are there objections? Seeing none, the clerk will read.
Senate File 482, a bill for an act regulating the application of pesticides, including the providing for the certification of the applicator and certain action to be taken by Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship against private applicators and providing penalties being enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
The question now is, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of its passage shall vote aye. Those opposed shall vote no. The clerk will open the machine and receive your vote. Thorup, aye. Westrich, aye. Meyer, aye. Jones, aye. Fry, aye. Gobble, aye. Wheeler, aye. Nordman, aye. Kressig, aye. Thompson, aye. Hine, aye. Kerr, aye. Have you all now voted? The clerk will close the machine and receive your vote. The House will pay attention to the results of the vote. Those voting aye, 96. Those voting no, 0. Absent or not voting, 4. The bill having received a constitutional majority is declared to have passed the House. Are there objections to the title? The chair hears none. The title is agreed to. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Cass for opening remarks on House File 774.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House.
House File 774 is a personal identity protection bill that very simply states that a government agency that uses certificates of noncompliance or licensing authority records, instead of using the full Social Security number on those documents, that they be restricted to using the last four digits of that Social Security number. Those are my opening comments.
Is there discussion? The chair recognizes the gentleman from Lynn, Representative Jardy.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And again, good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. This is a good piece of legislation that's good for Iowans and good for departments, and I recommend my colleagues support this. Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, the gentleman from Cass moves House File 774 be read for the last time and placed in its passage. Are there objections? Seeing none, the clerk will read.
House File 774, a bill for an act relating for the licensure signature for certain governmental debts and by restricting the use of Social Security numbers being enacted by General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
The question now is, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of its passage shall vote aye. Those opposed shall vote no. The clerk will open the machine and receive your vote. Westrich. Aye. Thorup. Aye.
Meyer.
Aye. Kressig, aye.
Maxwell,
aye.
Landon,
aye. Stone,
aye.
Thompson,
aye.
Jones,
aye.
Gobble,
aye.
Wheeler,
aye.
Have you all now voted? The clerk will close the machine and receive your vote. The House will pay attention to the results of the vote. Those voting aye, 97. Those voting no, 0. Absent or not voting, 3. The bill having received a constitutional majority is declared to have passed the House. Are there objections to the title? The chair hears none. The title is agreed to. The chair recognizes the lady from Dubuque for opening remarks on House File 783.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Our House file today is in regards to surgical smoke elimination. This is a bill that some of us have seen in previous years. It actually sets schedules for surgical centers and hospitals to make sure that they are using the smoke evacuation systems here in our state, and also provides the availability of a waiver should some of those smaller hospitals or surgical centers just not be able to comply in the timeline. And that is something that they would have to review annually. And those are my opening comments. I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Is there a discussion? The chair recognizes the gentleman from Polk, Representative Hunter.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, it's getting more and more dangerous to be a surgical nurse and surgeon. When somebody is operating using a laser, there's a plume of smoke that comes up, and those that are involved, if this smoke isn't evacuated out of the operating room, those that are involved with it are twice as likely to have respiratory problems as the general public. In fact, without that evacuation, it's like smoking 30 unfiltered cigarettes per day. The chemicals that are in the surgical smoke are benzene, carbon monoxide, cyanide, ethanol, formaldehyde, hydrogen cyanide, methane, and about 150 other chemicals that I can't even pronounce. So without this bill, nurses and surgeons are really at risk of developing not only respiratory disease, but some forms of cancers if this smoke isn't evacuated. So I would highly recommend that this body vote yes on this bill. Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the lady from Dubuque for closing comments on House File 783.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and thank you, Representative Hunter, for your work on this with me over the last several years. This is potentially dangerous substances It's not only bad for our doctors and nurses that are working in our ORs, but it is also bad for the patient that's on the table. So I do urge the body to please support this bill today, and I move the bill.
The lady from Dubuque moves the bill be read for the last time and placed on its passage. Are there objections? Seeing none, the clerk will read.
House File 783, a bill for an act relating to the elimination of surgical smoke by hospitals, critical access hospitals, and outpatient surgical centers being enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
The question now is, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of its passage shall vote aye. Those opposed shall vote no. The clerk will open the machine and receive your vote. Landon.
Aye.
Stone,
aye.
Thompson,
aye.
Jones,
aye.
Klein,
aye.
Jarity,
aye.
Have you all now voted? The clerk will close the machine and receive your vote. The House will pay attention to the results of the vote. Those voting aye, 92. Those voting no, 2. Absent or not voting, 6. The bill having received a constitutional majority is declared to have passed the House. Are there objections to the title? The chair hears none. The title is agreed to. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Windschuttle, the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Windschuttle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Mr. Speaker, I ask unanimous consent to immediately message the following bills to the Senate. House File 653, 655, 682, 757, 758, 771, 760, 773, 761, Senate File 482, House File 774, and 783.
Are there objections? So ordered. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Windschuttle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, with the passage of House File 771, 773, 774, and Senate File 482, I ask unanimous consent to withdraw House File 701, 479, 46, and 782.
Are there objections? Hearing none, so ordered. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Windschuttle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. That concludes floor action for today. We still may be having some floor debate tomorrow, so please do watch your emails and your calendars. If there's no further business to come before the House this time, I move the House adjourn until Thursday, March 11th at 8:30 a.m.
Seeing no further business to come before the House, you've all heard the motion. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say no.
No.
The House is adjourned.